you know. So it's just the amazing seeing people that really have nothing give out of what they don't even have. You
right,
know?
Right.
And then seeing the neighbors that are these good Christian upstanding individuals that have money and everything, you know, whisper under their breath whenever a migrant family is in the same grocery store.
Mm.
So it's telling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway, those got off on a tangent.
And then you were talking about earlier about dust.
Yep.
And about a guy who was about to have his home foreclosed upon, and he decided to take matters into his own hands.
Yeah, he decides to burn it down instead of letting and it's funny, there's a line in there from a friend of mine who's a pastor who always says, like, let go and let God and all that stuff. So
right.
At the end, he says, got me some matches and a can of gas, and I lit up a smoke and took one good drag. Forgive me, Father. I know just what to do. Just let go and leave the rest to you.
Yes.
And so I don't think that's necessarily what my friend meant in his sermon.
Right.
But see, that's a good example of me twisting around what,
sure,
what my friends,
sure,
say, you know, and trying to take
and
that.
And putting that into a song.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Yep. What else do we got?
How about St. Jude lessons?
St. Jude is a song that I co-wrote with a lady named Janie Littlepage out in California at a songwriting retreat. And basically, I woke up with a line in my, I left my country in 1863, like that. And just kind of was doing that all day. And we finally got together for the little writing session. And it was kind of like this woman just showed up and kind of demanded we wrote about her. So it's about,
okay,
a lady that comes over from Ireland,
okay,
during the Civil War looking,
sure,
for her love.
Okay.
And I kind of like that song because there's no resolution. You never know what happens at the end of the story.
Yeah, it could go one way or another. Yeah. You're just left to, yeah, wonder.
Mm-hmm.
And what about September, or 5th of September?
That's a Civil War song,
mm-hmm,
that I wrote. It's the 150th anniversary of the Civil War, and so it's, I always wanted to write a letter song about, you know, someone that's writing a letter.
Right, and you were also on a compilation for Civil War.
Yeah, called Dark River out of Nashville.
Yeah.
Austin, Texas, sorry, mm-hmm, Austin, Texas, and there's a lot of great artists on that. So yeah, it's just a song about a guy that's writing a letter home.
Right.
And there's some interesting imagery in that one about, I used the cloth that you gave me to tie prayers in the trees, and that comes from a place I went in Scotland called the Clutie Well.
Okay.
It's an old ancient Celtic wishing well. And for miles around it, people have all these wishes and prayers and stuff, and they're tied up with colorful rags and trees all the way over to the well. And,
okay.
And it reminded me a lot of the tobacco ties that that we put at sacred places, you know. So
right. And you also did a song for your wife on here as well.
My Girl.
Yes.
So that's one that would be a lot more personal.
Sure.
We do a lot of fly fishing, and she always likes the damselflies and the dragonflies.
Okay.
Because sometimes you'll have your fly rod out there, and they'll come and sit like on the top of the pole, you know.
They make for a great photograph.
Yeah, they're really cool. They're cool. And so that's the first one. She loves dragonflies and shooting star wishes, and she don't mind if you call her Mrs. She loves her morning coffee and goodnight kisses.
Nice.
So that's but that's kind of an interesting one. But going back to like the rules thing, that,
mm-hmm,
that song is kind of all about how, where the syllables fall in the cadence.
Okay.
She likes dragonflies and shooting star wishes. She don't mind. Da da da.
Right.
So it's kind of keeping that thing going, like a poem, and the idea is kind of to just set the mood, like a real hypnotic mood more than anything else in that song, to get the listener just to kind of get in that space.
Right, right.